The makers of that good Weber's bread present your All-Star Western Theater.
Sing along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your All-Star Western Theater, starring America's great western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, and bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue. Nowhere to go and nothing to do. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me ride that long trail down to the end where the skies are always blue. Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue. My time, I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to the land beyond the blue. Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Thank you, folks. This is Boy Willing saying come on in and spreading out a big western welcome from the Riders of the Purple Sage. We got plenty of music and a fine story of the West for you. But for this spot in our show, we've decided to sing a song that's mighty popular around these parts. Here's our version of Remember Me.
That you were mine alone forever, and I was yours till the end of eternity. But all those vows are broken now, and we will never
be the same except in memory. Remember me. Remember me at the close of a long, long day.
just to know you still remember me.
While the boys sang that last tune, I just thought how nice it is to hear good Western songs in contrast to all the speeches we've been hearing the last few days. Kind of restful, isn't it? Well, you've got to have speeches and voting and balloting to run a big country like this, and you need some good music and gaiety to lighten all the worries we have. So, let the boys give you music, and I'll give you the winning candidate for your bread box. Yes, homemakers, Weber's bread is a winner. Weber's is just about the best bread you can find anywhere. Practically every Southern California housewife votes for it as a surefire winner every time she buys a loaf of bread. You see, Weber's is soft, fresh, really good. And it's always that way. So, cast your ballot for good eating at your nearest grocery store by buying a loaf of good Weber's bread next time you're shopping. That's Weber's. Good Weber's bread. Now, back to All-Star Western Theater.
Here's one of the old, old songs that seems to get more and more popular as the years go by. This one had everyone singing it in Grandma's Day. And I know you'll like the newest version as the Riders of the Purple Sage sing for you, Nellie Bly.
Nellie Bly, Nellie Bly, bring the broom along. We'll sweep the kitchen clean, my dear, and have a little song. Poke the wood, my lady love, and make the fire burn. And while I take the banjo down, just give the mush a turn.
Hi, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love, to me. Sing for you, play for you, without a melody. Hi, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love, to me. Sing for you, play for you, without a melody.
Nellie Bly has a voice like a turtle dove. I hear it in the meadow and I hear it in the grove. Nellie Bly has a heart warm as a cup of tea and bigger than the sweet potato down in Tennessee.
Hi, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love, to me. Sing for you, play for you, without some melody. Hi, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love, to me. Sing for you, play for you, without some melody. Hi, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love, to me. Sing for you, play for you, without the melody. Hi, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love, to me. Sing for you, play for you, without the melody. Without the melody.
Hey, that was mighty fine, boy. Now for this next one. Should I go into my accent with wee bonita or hasta mañana or something like that?
Well, not unless you want to, Terry. This is a South of the Border song, all right. But it was a mighty big hit in our country, too.
Well, that's right, boy. And Spanish melodies fit right in with so many of the things we like about the West. Let's go Latin with Adobe Hacienda.
There's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio.
So desert stars in the strum of guitar make every evening seem so sweet.
In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete.
story time now in the All-Star Western Theater. Time for Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage to bring you another of their adventures in this western land of ours. Our story this time is an amusing yarn that's called Cactus is Wonderful. We like to think that these stories of ours bring a picture of our wide west to those of you who are crowded in the cities or cramped in the same old groove of day-to-day living. We like to have you come with us into the country where 60,000 acres is a nice little ranch, where a patch of wildflowers cover 100 square miles, and where the neighbors have to ride 30 miles on horseback to disturb you. Of course, it's still rough country in some ways. You better know how to ride and shoot and take care of your own troubles in your own way with no help, because sometimes life gets a little rugged out on the rangeland. But in between the rough spots, it's the most peaceful place in this turbulent world. And it's the place that all real Westerners head for when they get a chance to slip out of the city and start living again as Westerners should live. Come along with the boys as they head for the open range.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
The Riders of the Purple Sage spend some of their time at the Rocking Jay Ranch in Paradise Valley. The whole valley, with its pasture land along the river and all the surrounding hills, belonged to Curly Logan, an old-time cattleman and a great host. Foy Willing and Al Sloy were relaxing in his hospitality when this story began. An old-time cattleman and a great host. Foy Willing and Al Sloy were relaxing in his hospitality when this story began.
Oh, boy, this is wonderful. Back to ranch life again, huh? You know what? I'm going to have me a swim in the river and go for a long ride, get in some target practice, break a few horses for Curly, and help with the ranch work.
That's, that's wonderful, Al.
Yeah, you get soft in the city. Nothing like getting back on a working spread to toughen you. That's what I think.
Okay, rugged boy, let's go saddle up.
Oh, no, not today. Today I'm just going to lie on this hammock and rest up a bit.
That's what I thought. You'll probably spend the whole week in that hammock thinking how healthy you're going to get when you get around to it.
Yeah, but it's so peaceful here.
Mm-hmm. Let him rest, boy. I got enough hands to work the ranch, but they sure are busy this time of year. I'm glad you two know how to take care of yourselves. I got nobody to spare for wrangling dudes.
Well, Al's not going to be any trouble as long as he stays flat on his back.
Well, that's right. As long as I'm tired, that's where I'm going to stay. Take it easy and relax, and you'll live a lot longer.
Hey, who's this driving in? Never saw that car before.
Nice-looking car. Say, nice-looking gal, too.
Oh, who cares about...
What? Who? Gal? Where? Getting out of that car.
Well, come on. Get out of that rocking chair. Let's go see what the lady wants.
Well, I thought you were going to stay in that hammock.
Well, how did I know this would happen?
Brother, ain't she pretty?
Yeah. It's what I call a real nice surprise.
Hmm.
Hello there.
My name's Al Flowey.
How do you do? I'm Martha Lane.
And I'm Foy Willing.
Oh, I thought one of you would be Mr. Logan.
Curly? Oh, he's that old fella up there on the porch.
Well, he's pretty busy this time of year. Maybe we could help you, huh?
Well, I don't know. It's his ranch, isn't it?
Well,
You see, we're pretty familiar with the place. Was there something special you were looking for, maybe?
Well, yes, there is. I'm from the California Botanical Gardens, and I've come all the way over here looking for a good specimen of Apuntia versicolor. I've been told that the best specimens in the West have been found in the Rocking Jay.
What was that?
Apuntia versicolor.
Hmm.
Oh, you probably call it the peach, don't you?
Oh, I see. Miss Lane, somebody's been hurrahing you. This here's a cattle ranch.
Yeah, Curly's got some mighty fine specimens of Herefords here. Well, at the Denver Stock Show, he...
Oh, no. I'm a botany research expert, and I specialize in the indigenous cacti species of the Southwest.
That's nice.
I know about Mr. Logan's cattle, but I'm interested in some of the rare cactus plants that grow on his ranch.
Oh, cactus! Oh, yeah, cactus we got. There's 100,000 square miles of it around here.
But I'm after a particular species. Here comes Mr. Logan. I'll ask him.
Nah, Curly's just a cattleman. You better let us help you.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. Curly doesn't know anything about cactus.
How'd you do, ma'am? Welcome to the Rockin' Jay.
Hello there. Are you Mr. Logan?
That's right, ma'am. But my friends call me Curly.
Well, I'm Martha Lane. And my friends all call me Martha. Can I ask you a few questions, Curly?
Why, sure, Martha.
You know something, Al?
Yeah?
For an old cowpuncher, he's really a slicker.
Yeah, but wait till she throws him them scientific cactus names. Well, if I can't understand them, I mean, he sure can't.
Yeah. We might as well go up to the house, too. This is going to be too good to miss.
You know, she sure is good looking to be a cactus professor.
She's mighty pretty to be wandering around this kind of country, too.
Yes, sir. Curly, that's wonderful. I'll bet I've driven 2,000 miles in the last month looking for those specimens. And you say you have Sirius grandiflora, too?
Yeah, both grandiflora and magniflora. And out at one of my lion camps, I have about 20 species of epiphyllum that I brought up from Mexico. You'll have to see it all while you're here, Martha.
Well, I'd love to, but I can only stay one day this time. And I'd like to gather as many specimens as I can for the Southwest show. Maybe you could go along, Curly, and show me where they are.
Why, sure, ma'am. I've been a cactus collector for 20 years. I always like to get out and hunt for new varieties. We'll have to go on horseback, though. You can't drive through them hills.
Oh, that's all right. I ride very well.
Well, looks like Curly's grabbed off first prize, boy. We might as well go swimming.
Yeah. Too bad we didn't study cactus in school.
Yeah. Well, we want you two to go along. Curly and I can identify the plants, and you can dig them up and pack them in the bag. Won't that be fun?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's battle the horses, Al. We're going cactus hunting.
Looks like.
Just look at it. Isn't it wonderful? I never saw so many kinds of cactus.
Well, that stuff looks kind of stickery to me. I'm sure glad I'm not walking through it.
Well, I never thought of cactus being wonderful. It's always seemed like a doggone nuisance to me.
Oh, but just think of the magnificent generic adaptation of a whole botanic division to an unsympathetic environment. Doesn't that interest you?
Oh, yeah, sure. I just never thought of it in quite that way.
Say, Martha, when you're back home in California, do you ever go out dancing or to dinner or anything? Hmm?
Well, there's the annual banquet of the Cactus Association. And we have dances at the university where I teach. Why?
Oh, just wondering.
Oh, hold up a minute. Well, there's your peach choya, Martha, halfway up that slope. There's a dozen fine specimens.
Wait till I look through the glasses. Oh, those are wonderful. Just what I want. Curly, I could kiss you.
That does it. We just ain't got a chance, Foy. We don't own no cactus.
Oh, stop kidding, Al. You and Foy will climb up and get those for me, won't you?
Well, that's awful steep.
But you're so strong.
Oh, you're going to lose, boy. Why argue?
Please. Pretty, please.
Oh. All right. Come on, Al.
Oh, take these tacks. I want plenty of plants.
Oh, I knew I should have stayed in that hammock, boy.
Oh, maybe we can get her a few plants and she'll give up and go home. Steve. And maybe we can talk her into going into town tonight.
Those pinky gray ones over there.
Okay, we'll get them. Hey, watch out when we go over that rock. If you slip, you'll roll clear to the bottom.
I'm watching. Easy, easy there.
Hang on. This is worse climbing than the Alps.
Okay. How many?
About 20. And get the roots.
Well, how are we going to hang onto this cliff with one hand and dig cactus out by the roots with the other?
Oh, you're big and strong, Al.
Oh, no, that's you. She thinks I'm handsome. I think we're both a couple of chumps, that's what.
Okay, chump. Start digging. I'll hold the bag.
Yeah, we're both holding it.
Ouch! What's the matter?
The darn thing's full of thorns.
Well, what do you expect from a cactus?
Well, and these roots are a yard long.
Well, be careful with them. The little lady wants cactus. Long roots on the cactus.
Come out of there, darn you.
Watch out, Al. Watch out. You're slipping.
Oh, grab me, boy.
Hang on to the cactus.
Ow!
Hang on to me.
Ow,
hey, watch out. Ow! 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 That's full of thorns.
Ow!
Two more and it's your turn to pick thorns out of me again.
Ooh. Boy, I'll never grab a cactus again if I'm falling off a boulder dam. So there, too.
Not even after all the sympathy you got from Martha Lane?
What good is sympathy?
Ouch! Now get a few more out of me.
Well, okay. Hold still. This is going to take all night. I can see that.
Hiya, boys. Martha sent you her love before she left.
Well, now, ain't that fine?
Nice.
But I don't feel like I'm interested.
You do look a little like a pincushion. But then you landed right in a bunch of this stuff when you rolled down the hill.
Well, it didn't help any when Foy tossed a gunny sack full of cactus on my horse's back either. Well, I never saw a horse jump so high and so fast in all my life.
You went higher and faster. I bet he pitched you 30 feet.
And right into another bunch of thorns. Out!
I can't help it, Foy. These things are hard to get out.
Well, don't worry about me. Just keep yanking at those thorns.
Well, no matter what happened, you two made a real hit with Martha.
Yeah, looked to me like you had the inside track, Curly. You're the one that knows all that cactus lingo.
Oh, sure, but that's just professional interest.
Mm-hmm.
Martha told me to give you her address in Hollywood. She wants you both to look her up, and she said you could both have a date with her.
She did?
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. That's exactly what she said.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. When will I start down the Sunset Strip with that beautiful doll?
Now, wait.
I've got a better idea than that.
Now, wait a minute, both of you. Martha's a very serious-minded gal, and there'll be no nightclubbing with that lady.
But, Curly...
But nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She said she's got a wonderful party all planned for you.
Yeah?
She'll pack a big picnic lunch, and all three of you will drive up into Death Valley...
Yeah?
...and hunt for cactus. Well, what do you say to that, boys?
I'm speechless. What do you say, boy?
Out!
These Western songs make me think about horses, and horses make me think about rodeos, and that makes me think that the bread business is kind of like a rodeo contest. You see, there are lots of different breads on your grocer's bread rack, and you homemakers try to pick a winner. You try to pick the one bread that will please the taste of your family. Well, you don't have to worry about it. Just pick up the bread with a blue and white gingham wrapper. That's Weber's bread. I can tell you, Weber's bread is always soft, fresh, good tasting, nutritious, and everything else you want. It's a fact. Weber's bread is a winner. So get that good Weber's bread next time and collect the smiles of your family when they taste its extra rich flavor. That's Weber's. Don't forget it. Weber's bread.
Down along the border, the customs, the music, and even the speech of the people belong both to America and to our Mexican neighbors. The history and the romance which have come down from old Spanish days is still a living part of the deep Southwest. And some of it is captured in this number as the riders of the Purple Sage bring you On the Old Spanish Trail.
I used to ride side by side down the old Spanish trail. Desert stars high above seem to say fall in love. So we talked of a June honeymoon on the old Spanish trail.
One night I was passing the cantina. That night she was in somebody else's arms.
Have I seen her since then? Only now and again. Together they ride side by side down the old Spanish trail. Together they ride side by side down the old Spanish trail. Pardon me if I sigh. Ay, 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 ay.
Well, it's time to be heading for the home corral. We're glad you could ride along with us, and we hope you'll be back again when we head down the Melody Trail next week. This is Foy Willing, speaking for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, Bud Siebert, the riders of the Purple Sage. Thanks to Nancy Shields and to Michael Martin, who helped us tell our story today. Thanks also to Jerry Vaughn, our musical arranger, and to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs our show. So long, and may the trail you ride always be downhill and shady.
Listen again next Saturday at this same time for another program of All-Star Western Theater as presented by the bakers of Weber's Bread. If you would like to attend one of our broadcasts, simply drop us a note at All-Star Western Theater, Don Lee Broadcasting, Hollywood, and tell us how many tickets you desire for a specific broadcast. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.